Shia wants to wish a refuah shleima for Rabbi Cohn, who hasn't who is having trouble with his feet. The Rebbeinu Shimon should send him a refuah shleima. Okay. By the way, I have a problem. I don't know if you're on, but your wife can join the shir now on the phone, that's for sure. Okay.
Thank you, Rebbe.
Okay, we are up to Nun Dalet Amud Beis, so we're going to start again. Ahud Amarle, Ahud, right across from Taisis Dechi, up one line. Ahud Amarle Lechavre, somebody told his friend, Tyrus, Yassisim Chabi, I'm playing in the that the Tyrus I did with you that day became Tameh. Now, it was not clear in the Gemara whether this was the first time he met him, or he had met him before already. Meaning, is this because Rav Ami is not going to believe him? The question is, does he not believe him because he holds like a Abaya that says that you're only believed while you can do it, and he was already finished doing it, right? Or is he hold like Rava, but this wasn't the first time he met him? The Rishayim say there's no clarity, even though later on we will meet Rav Ami, and again the Rishayim will have an argument what he means, but that's what they say here. Also, the comment Rav Ami Amar Lishua said that in them he's not believed. Amar Lufan Rav Asi, Rabbi Ato Emer Kain, you're saying this? Halking Amar Rabbi Yechim Shem Rabbi Aisi, Mo Asa Shatayra Minasai. The Torah did trust him, even though he no longer can do it. Frankly, Gemara Hechli Yom Minasai. Where do you find that the Torah trusted a person? Dr. Gemara Rabbi Tzuka Rabbi Sina Kain Godlu B'yayim HaKippur B'yachiyach. The Kain Godlu on Yom Kippur, right? He's doing Avaida, and he comes out and he tells us, I did piggle. Now, how do you know he's believed? How do you know he did it? Nobody heard him. There's nobody there when he does this week of Saddam on the Mizbeach HaPnimi. Nobody's there. Nobody knows what he said. He tells us, I said piggle, and he's believed. Right? This is L'chaira, right, the first time he meets the Kayan. So therefore, the Bona Binga Raya that Rav Ami held like Abaya, because he's saying, I argue with you, Rav Ami, I think he is believed, because I hold like Rava. Meaning, he's trying to prove that he should be believed, because this is the first time. Not that the Kayan met the people, didn't tell them, and then told them later. So he's trying to prove that at least the first time you meet the person, afterwards, you are believed. The Kain Gadol is believed to say he made pickle, even though nobody knew why he was doing it, he told us later. Now, Tysus brings a raya from this Gemara that pickle has to be B'dibur. Because why did the Gemara have to go to a Kain Gadol in Yom Kippur? Why can't the Gemara go to a Kain Gadol, to a regular Kain, all year round? And he tells us, oh, I thought pickle. I was shechting, I was doing the Zrika. In my mind, I had to eat it out of time. He's believed. Why do we have to go to the Kain Gadol B'yayim HaKippurim where nobody's around? Tarit says, Zaraya Taisus brings, it's a big machlokes Rishayim. Taisus brings, this is Zaraya, that you need Dibur for Pigle. It's not enough to think. The Kain has to say, I'm going to eat this 2 days from now, or I'm going to eat it out of place. And therefore, in a regular pickle, people hear him, as he does that right, and he says this. But in Kain Gadol Yom Kippur, there's nobody around. And yet we believe him that it's pickle. Right? How do we know it happened? Nobody's there. Elolah Mishum de Behemoth. Must be he's believed. Rashi. Shuris I didn't claim I did Nisan. Ata Aimer Kane Shane and Evan. I'm Reb Yechon, I'm Mishum Reb Yechon that he is believed. I mean, I'll say, I'll feel a lot of man, even after it happened, because I'm a farish. Kain Gadol B'yayim HaKippurim B'sar was far B'sar Shalufnai V'lifnim. Shu Shem Yachid, he's by himself. B'ein Re'eyu. Imam Rapigul Mehemen. The Chsiv HaMakrav Oysa Lo Yechoshev. The Kari Lo Yechoshev Machshev is Pigul. Again, the Torah uses the word chishev. Tysus proves that it means dibur. Umanaya dinam b'yom kippur depagul ilav de mehemen. How do I know this? And the Gemara is assuming that there is pigle by the Kohen Gadol. It never says Mefarish in the Pasuk that the Kohen Gadol can make pigle Yom Kippur. But since the Torah writes pigle by all Korbanos, we assume there can be pigle in the Korbanos in Yom Kippur Lufnai V'Lufnim. How do we know?
Again,
The Pasuk never said pigle by Yom Kippur. The Pasuk said pigle. The Pasuk said Avodas Yom Kippur. The assumption is all Korbanos are subject to pigle. How are we going to find out if the Kohen Gadol does the Avodah and nobody is around? How do we know it was pigle? Must be he's believed to tell us he was Mefago, even though he's finished the Avodas. Comes out, he tells us, I made a pigle. Yes, Rabbi Cook.
But I don't understand. This is the story that happened, right?
I don't know what this is, what?
This is the story that happened, right?
Maybe it is, Rabbi Cohen, yes.
This is the story that happened.
What do you mean it's the story that happened?
This is the riot they want to bring because this is the bison that happened.
No, that's not true. Where do you see that it happened? It did not happen.
So where did they bring the riot from?
Fact that the Torah said every carbon is subject to pigle, including the Kohen Gadol Yom Kippur, and the only way the Kohen Gadol Yom Kippur is if he tells us afterwards. I just got finished saying that there is no proof in the Torah that pigle works on the carbon of Yom Kippur. The assumption is that pigle works on every carbon, even on the carbon of Yom Kippur, and that can only become because the Kohen Gadol told us.
But what's the raya that it has to be said?
I mamish answered your question as you were asking it. I said the Gemara is assuming that pigle can happen on a carbon of Yom Kippur as well. I said Tysus brings a raya from this sugya that pigle has to be bepeh. Because if not, why did the Gemara have to jump to Yom Kippur? Go to any pigle. How do you know he thought that way? So Tysus brings a raya that you see from here that pigle has to be bepeh.
Maybe it's because the Yom Kippur is unique in the Kohen Gadol. A is the Kohen Gadol, B is Yom Kippur. That's not messing around.
If believed is believed, not believed is not believed. Anybody, you know, I mean, that's not going to make a difference. Believed is believed and not believed is not believed. Zakti Gemara. Who says the Doma de Shemit of the Pagel? Maybe we heard it. We were standing outside and we heard the Kohen Gadol saying, I'm Shechting Bekavana, and he had the wrong thing. Zakti Gemara. Avagav de Shemit lav de Meheman. Avagav de Shemit unami lo Meheman. Hearing wouldn't make a difference because we don't know when he said it. How do you know he said it during the Avodah? You can't see what's going on. You're listening. Maybe he said it after the Avodah, and it's meaningless. Terry says, he told you I said it during the Avodah. We heard him say the words, but we don't know when he said it. You're relying on him. Zok to Gemara. Maybe he said it afterwards. Zok to Gemara, no raya. There were openings to every place in the Beis HaMikdash. Besides the front door, which they couldn't see in further, because first was the Ulam, and then was the Heichal, and you couldn't see it. But there were side openings. Because the Pasuk says, and sometimes the Shechita has to take place on the side of the building, and sometimes it has to take place in the back of the building. So they had an opening on the side, a window, and on the back, a window. So you could look into the Kachi Kedasha from the back, and you could look in the sides and see into the Heichal. And therefore, it's very possible that you could be looking in and hearing the Kohen Gadol at the same time and watching him do the Avodah. And therefore, he's not believed. We heard it and saw it. And therefore, it's no raya from the Kohen Gadol that you're believed after you can't do it anymore. Rashi. Do we come a pigle year the Shemina the Pogo Bakorah? He did it in a loud voice. I'm having a mind to be mocked to the fat out of time. Even he wouldn't be believed to say he did it b'shas avoda. Even if we heard it, maybe he said it after avoda. That the Gemara Haki Kamar. Duma the Chazina bePishmush, but Duma bKahai Gavna Meheman. He's only believed or bKahin Gadol Meheman. The Chazina bePishmush, the B'shas Amira Hayamaza. We saw him sprinkling as he was talking. Zok Rashi Pishmush, Pesach Katan Shayim bePesach Halifas. There was a little door that was in the Pesach Halifas. The Pesach Halifas were on the side of the building, right, where they kept stored the knives. And in that place there was Psuach Lehecho, open into the Behecho, right? It was on the side of the building, but it opened into the building. Shnayim hayu, echad b'tzavim v'echad b'darim, the tiny b'zavim b'beis and mekayvim. Shnayim b'ashmishin hayu b'beis chalifais, echad b'tzavim v'echad b'darim. Yelahakshur's kol azara l'shchitus kachim kalim. The reason they had these little doors open was that you should be able to shecht kachim kalim at any point in the azara. Shaniya kairim b'chol haruchais u'shchotai pesachai omayet. Because you can't, sometimes it was crowded, and they couldn't shecht in the front. They had to go to the side. But it's not in the front of the Beit HaMikdash, it's just pesachai omayet. So they had a door on each side, and therefore every side had a door. The gam, lul katan, the little lul window, psuach lebeis hakabayrus, open to the kachik kedushim. Behind the makshiyacha, dumer chazinu bepishmish. Now, didn't he go into the kachik kedushim? Why didn't the gemara say lul? Why didn't the gemara say pishmish? Azaz al parikas behechol koi. That's on the sprinkling that he did in the hechol. The gabi avaydus lufnai velufnim, and the avaydus that he did in the kachik kedushim nami ikilak shuye. The chazina derech lul. Meaning like this. Rashi is trying to answer a question here. The Kohen Gadol did Avaydus in the Hecho, and he did Avaydus in the Kachi Kedashim. Pishmish is only an answer to some of it. We can watch him in the Hecho, but then again, he can do Pigul while he's in the Kachi Kedashim. But he's sprinkling Agas Lamayla Vesheva Lamata on the Kapiris. And how do we know he did that? He told us. So how did we answer the question? We said we don't have to believe him, we see it. You only see it in the Hechol. Zaktzai Rashi, there's a lul in the back, and they could look through that and see the Kachik Kedashim. The Gemara just gave you the answer for the Hechol. But Enochinami, if you want to know how we know about Kachik Kedashim, we can watch that as well from the lul. A window. A little opening. Pishmish is a bigger opening, lul is a smaller opening. In the back of the wall, open into the Kachik Kedashim. Fine. So at the end of the day, we did not slug up Ravami. Ravami said he's not believed, and Ravasi wanted to prove from Pigul that he is believed, and the Gemara says there's no proof. Something in my right. Hahud also the comments of Ravami. This person came in front of Ravami. Omar, he said, Lay, say for Tyrich Kasavti Lupoini, Askarish Loy Lixavti Lushman. I want to confess. I wrote a Sefer Torah for somebody, and the way the Rishonim learned, I gave it back to him. I told him it's fine. But I want to be honest. I did not write the Shem Hashem Lishma. There's a halacha that besides writing the Shem Sefer Torah, every time the Sefer writes the name of Hashem, he has to write it Lishem Kedushas Hashem. The Shemus, the names of Hashem, have to be written Lishem Kedushas Hashem. And therefore, I didn't do it. The Sefer Torah is puzzle. He gave it back to the person already. So even Rava would say he's not believed in this case. Right? He's not believed. At least the Gemara is going to say he gave it back already. So he said, I didn't write it Lishma. Didn't write it Lishma. Now, I don't know if this is common practice. I'm not a cipher, but I was once told that what the cipher do is they write, the Sefer Torah does not have to be written in order. Tefillin and mezuzahs have to be written in order. But if they have a Torah, you can skip around. So let's say on Sunday they write, they skip every name of Hashem. Monday morning, the first thing they write are all the shemas of yesterday's thing, the shem kedushas Hashem. Then they proceed to write further. That's what somebody told me the minig of the sefer is. I don't know if it's true or not. That way, they have concentrate the first thing in the morning to do the names of Hashem, the shem kedushas Hashem. And the rest, they do the same Kedusha Sefer Torah, but they don't have to constantly switch back and forth. That's what somebody told me to say from do. I don't know if it's true or not. Now, back to our Gemara. So he told them, it's Amalei Sefer Torah Biyadmi. Who has the Sefer Torah? Amalei Biyad L'Kayach. I gave it back already. Amalei Neman Atul Habsit Charcham. You're not going to get paid. You just admitted you didn't write a Kasher Sefer Torah. We have to name a law to Sefer Torah, but we can't trust you in the Sefer Torah because even according to Rabbi, you wouldn't be believed here. You already gave it back. You didn't say a word at that point. Amalei Rabbi Yirmiyah, Nehida Hefzit Tzchar Askaras. Tzchar the Sefer Torah, Kula Mihefzit. Now at this point, we don't understand Rabbi Yirmiyah. Rabbi Yirmiyah is saying, fine, so the Shemus weren't written well, but he wrote the rest of the Sefer Torah well. Right, the question is, what does Rabbi Yirmiyah mean? Amalei in, yes, the whole Sefer Torah is fussle. Shekol Sefer Torah she'ein askar shlo'ik suvus lushman, ein ishav aklum. Now the question is, what did Rabbi Yirmiyah mean? So some learn Rabbi Yirmiyah meant like the next Gemara's Kasha. We're going to see in a second. The Marshal wants to say Rabbi Yirmiyah was saying, it's a good chumash, so you won't use it as a Sefer Torah. Kids can learn from it. They used to learn from Sefer Torah. So it's not a kosher Sefer Torah, but it's a good chumash. And he meant to answer him, no, because we can't have a Sefer Torah that's pasul going around, because some people will use it for Kriyas HaTorah.
So they've got to write back then.
I don't know if you remember that. They didn't have a printing press.
Right, were they allowed to write a Sefer Torah each in school or at home?
They could write a chumash at a time, yes. A whole chumash. They couldn't buy parts.
But they didn't have to write it in, like you say, the Torah in a scroll.
No, of course, it was all in scroll.
I'm sorry?
They wrote everything in a scroll.
Were they mechuyev to?
What else could they do?
Individual papers.
What paper? They had parchment.
The same parchment.
They had to write a chumash at a time.
They could bind it together.
I don't think they wrote again. I don't know. Frank the Gemara. Why can't we even Makadosh the shame? Write over it again and have in mind Kedushas Hashem. So someone is throwing Rabbi Yirmiyah held that way. He said, we can fix this. Granted, we have to fix it. He lose the job, the Peshkari cost to fix it. But it's fixable. That's how someone learned Rabbi Yirmiyah held. You can write over it. Like we learned, because we learned that by get. Sorry, we learned that we'll see in the second command, naming the Lord Rabbi Yehuda. L'chaira, by not letting you fix it, Rabbi, you're possibly not like Rabbi Yehuda. It's not Hashem, Torah, Lichtim, Hashem. Somebody has to write Hashem's name. But it's Chava Lichtim Yehuda, and he decided he was going to write Yehuda. But Tavla hit him by Dalit, then he forgot the Dalit. Okay? This guy's not some of the smartest guys. He had to write Hashem. He had a mind to write Yehuda and skipped the Dalit. He wrote Hashem's name, but he didn't write it with Kavana. Maver Olam Mekomus and Mekachai. You can just go over it, L'shem Kedushas Hashem, and it's fine. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. That's not the way you write Hashem. Fine. But the Rabbi Yehuda says you can. So Rabbi Yirmiyah, or the Gemara's Kasha, either that's what Rabbi Yirmiyah meant, or that's the Gemara's Kasha. So why can't we just redo it? So the Gemara, no. One name of Hashem, we can go over. It'll look spotted. Every name of Hashem will have a different kind of ink, because it was written over again. We don't want that. It's called Mechzik Menumer, and it's puzzle. So at the end of the day, he puzzled the Sefer Torah, we believed him. Sorry, he wasn't believed to puzzle the Sefer Torah. Because it wasn't beyond anymore. It had given it back already and had not told him at the time he gave it back. But he loses his car. He lost his pay. He admitted that he doesn't deserve to be paid. Rashi. No, puzzle.
Is Kamenuma a leopard?
Shakacha.
Right.
Sevatara is Kacha. He gave it back as a Kacha Sevatara.
Only because we don't believe him as an ape.
He's not believed because he didn't say it the time he met him.
Rabbi Yitzchak?
Yes.
Is Kamenuma a leopard?
I cannot hear a word you said.
Is the word Kemenumer like a leopard?
Being spotted, it comes. A leopard is called a numer because it's spotted. It's not from a leopard. A leopard is from here.
Uh huh.
I don't. Rashi. Veinat neman hoyo vein biyotcha. You no longer have it. Right, the person meant to write a shem Yehuda and he forgot the dal, but him to shame custom kedarkai. I was sure the shmohu. Ma'aver all of kumas the shmai. Kula sevetayra kol askar shabai. Going over all the names of Hashem makes it spotted, and that would be puzzle. Zakti gemara baiter. Yehuda also the kamed rabbevo. Somebody came in front of rabbevo. Amalai say, "V'tayre shekasavti l'poini, gvilin shloy lo yibatim l'shmam." The parchment has to be prasat l'shem sefer Torah. Now, by tefillin, there's a big machlokes if it needs it or not, but by sefer Torah, the halacha is parchment has to be processed for sefer Torah. And I didn't process the parchment for sefer Torah, therefore the sefer Torah is puzzle. Amalai sefer Torah biyad me, who has it? Amalai biyad l'keach, I gave it back already. And I didn't say anything the first time. Amalai, even though you shouldn't be believed, because it's not biyotcha. But the bottom line is, you're admitting that you shouldn't get paid a penny. That means you're giving up your schar. So that gives you an amanus. The fact that you're willing to come and confess and say, don't pay me, I don't deserve to be paid, we believe you even to pass on the Sefer Torah. Rashi, Gvilim Klavim. Frank the Gemara, Maishna Amid Rabami. So Rabami should have done the same thing. The person came in and said, I didn't write the Askaras Lishman. Rabami should have said, since you're coming in and sacrificing your whole schar, we believe you. Rabami did not say it. Let's just give the Gemara a chance. Rabami did not say it. Rabavo said it. Why didn't Rabami agree to that? The Chayra, that backs up the person's thing. Here is a guy that's coming in and saying, listen, they pay $40,000 for the Sefer Torah. I don't deserve the $40,000. It's a puzzle of Sefer Torah.
Same scenario, though? Same scenario where he delivered it
already? Yeah, he said, Sefer Torah beyond me. Oh. Dr. Gemara, Amalai, Dr. Gemara, Hasamika Lamei Matar Bidreb Yermia. Hawk Kim the Kamapsa Kula Agrave, Asamamamei Makushne Klamar. In the case of the Lishma, of the Seamus, maybe the cipher thought he was still going to get paid. He thought it's correctable. So I'm going to lose a little bit. Won't get my full salary, because it has to be fixed. But I'm going to get $35,000 out of the $40,000. So it doesn't mean anything if he's coming in and admitting that it has to be fixed. So Rabami didn't believe him. In the case of Ravo, the cipher knew the whole cipher terrorist muscle. And he knew he would get zero. And he came in and told us anyway, we believe him. That's why Ravami didn't believe him and Rabavo didn't believe him. Because in Rabavo's case, the cipher was sacrificing salary. In Ravami's case, he wasn't correctable either. Because it was Madison Kamenumer. But the cipher didn't know that. The cipher thought it was correctable. Therefore, he wasn't sacrificing his $40,000. He was only taking a small loss, Rashi says. For small loss, we're not willing to believe him. For a big loss, we're willing to believe. Rashi. He's lying. And he's really, it's a kosher Sefer Torah. He just wants to know. Meshaker means to lie. He wants to anger the guy who wrote a Sefer Torah. The suffer, Shlei Absent, Oscaras Karas. He figured, for the little amount of money that it costs to fix, it's kedai to get this guy all upset. I don't know, I don't like the guy I wrote the Sefer Torah for. So I'll tell him the Sefer Torah is puzzle, but correctable. He knows he's going to lose the whole schar. And he comes and tells us, Amer kushtakamer. He must be saying the truth. And therefore, we would believe him. That's why Rav Avol believed them, and Rav Ami did not. Fine. What? What, a menomer?
Yeah.
Rabbi Yirmiyah didn't know it.
No, Rabbi Yirmiyah.
If Rabbi Yirmiyah didn't know it, that means it was obviously a question. That's the Rashi's shot. But the other Rishayim, Rashi doesn't learn that way. Because Rashi says he thought Kerem Yirmiyah.
Right. But if, according to
the Marshal. Okay, so still it's Chumash. So he doesn't lose that much. No. Still it's good. Obviously, Rashi says it's only a hefsed. The Gemara calls it a hefsed mu'ud.
I get it.
So if it's a chumash,
it's
maybe it's still a hefsed mu'ud. It still can be used in schools to teach. Listen, let me explain something. When they, yes, it is. Again. Hold a second. Today, a chumash and a Sefer Torah are a very huge difference in price. But when it had to be handwritten on parchment, how much different did it cost to write the chumash and to cost the Sefer Torah? The only difference is Lushma. Everything else has to be the same. They had to hand write a whole Sefer Torah. But he did with a cipher and written. He wrote it. He charged full price.
The parchment,
again, the difference between a parchment and Lushma, all those things are cheap. The main part that you're paying for is labor. It's labor intensive. It's writing a whole Chamish Shechum Shetaira. Whether you're writing it as a Chumash or writing it as a Sefer Torah, it's the same labor. For a Sefer Torah, you need Lishma, you need parchment Lishma, that's side thing. They wrote a regular Sefer Torah. That's how they wrote. To us, a chumash you buy for $25, I don't know how much art scroll chumashim costs, and a Sefer Torah is $45,000. What? That's what it costs, $45,000. I think it costs even more, $50,000 by now. They know Nakuda's nothing. No.
Were they allowed to?
I have no idea.
What was the sort of
writing
about
that
in writing?
This is not Tarshish about that. This is Tarshish
about. No, but there was an Esther back then?
Yes.
So how far did it extend? Did they put the
kudos in? I don't know. Maybe we'll get to what the Gemara talks about in a few blocks. Not so far, because we're going to skip blocks here. About writing Tarshish about that. Maybe, I don't know. Dr. Mishnah Weiter. Hey, Rabbi Yechon ben Gudgadam. Rabbi Yechon ben Gudgadam testified. Now, the reason this Mishnah is here is he testified five things. I think it's five things. Out of the five things, two of them are Tikkun Olam. And in the last number of letters, we've been talking about all kinds of Tikkun Olam. This whole perek so far has been Tikkun Olam, because the fourth perek was started with Tikkun Olam. All started with how Gittin were written with the names, and with Tikkun Olam, and because of that we've been listing all kinds of Tikkun Olam. So we're continuing through our trek of Tikkun Olam. Now the first part of the Mishnah is not Tikkun Olam, but the last two halachas of the Mishnah are Tikkun Olam. I think it's only four things in the Mishnah. Hey, Rabbi Yechim, we've got a Chareshes Yesiyaviyah. A girl that's a chareshes, her father marries her off. It's a biblical kedushin, because even though a chareshes, an adult chareshes, can only have a rabbinic kedushin, but a child chareshes who's being married off by the father can have a biblical kedushin. Now, she becomes 13 years old, or 15 years old, or 12 years old, and now she's an adult. How does he divorce her? Can he divorce her? She's a chareshes. she's not 100% a Balas Das. So the Chareshes Shasiyaviya, the Chareshes that her father married her of, she yites the get. That she can go out with a get. You don't need 100% Das to accept the get. A Shaita cannot accept the get if a woman becomes a Shaita, because she's no longer capable of understanding the concept of divorce. A Cheresh is not a full Bar Das, but enough Bar Das that she can accept a divorce. She can't marry herself off. She doesn't have that degree of Das. But for divorce, you don't need that. She doesn't need that. All she has to do is accept the divorce and know that she's divorced. She's capable of that. That's biblical. V'aktana Bas Yisrael Shenisus L'Kayin. V'aktana Bas Yisrael that rabbinically marries the Kayin. Shaychelus V'Truma. She can eat Truma. Because they let her eat Truma D'Rabbanon. She's married D'Rabbanon. So she can eat Truma D'Rabbanon. She can't eat Truma D'Raisa. But D'Raisa, she's not married to a Kayin. It's only a rabbinic marriage. But she can eat Truma D'Rabbanon. V'Mesa Ba'lu Yarsha. And if she dies, even though it was only a rabbinic marriage, her husband inherits her. Fine. Rashi, let's catch up with Rashi. Zok Rashi, Chesia via Ravusinakat. The Ava, it's a Kiddush. The Ava Gav, the Kibbul via Kedushin Didok Shiktana. Even though the father accepted Kedushin when she was a Ktana, Vahavala Aishis Gemura, she's a total Aishis, biblically, Avilahachi, Yaitza Beget, Mekabela Sesgito. Baba got the less badai because she doesn't have das. The isha ki nafka b'alkarcha hanafka. You can divorce a lady against her will. The aim is srats the begerish, she doesn't have to agree because it's divorce. That's a lucky nafki, still divorce her. Hilkach loy be'inon daita. You don't need her das.
It's for the chareshes and the
ketanak. I'm sorry?
It's for the chareshes and the
ketanak. Chareshes and ektanak. Correct. Shaita doesn't have any das to know. Let me explain. The Gemara will say this. We'll get there in a number of letters. That even though you don't need das, you have to know that you're being divorced. You have to know that you no longer belong here. You have to have the amount of das to recognize the concept of divorce.
What das do you need?
You don't have to have the ability to accept something, to agree to things. A Chareshes cannot make a kinyan because her agreement doesn't mean anything. A Ketan can't make a kinyan. His agreement doesn't mean anything. He doesn't have the das to make decisions. Here, by get, you don't need a decision. Nobody's asking her whether she wants to be divorced. She has to have the knowledge that she is divorced. A Chareshes is capable of that knowledge, and a Ketan at a certain age is, and at a certain age is not. And the Gemara will differentiate. Coming up, in Emet Hashem, in the next few weeks.
I thought the criteria is that they won't go back to their Baal.
That's one of the criteria, right. One of the Mandiyamrim. Two Mandiyamrim there. Right. That means they understand that they are divorced.
There's not a certain lower age range. Cannot be divorced.
Exactly. The Gemara can say
that.
No, we don't. Chareshes is a woman that's capable of understanding that she no longer belongs here.
Unless she would be a
Shota? A Shaita is totally not Negeya. A Chareshes has enough das that she understands that she is divorced.
The Chareshes does not have enough das.
The Gemara assumes the Chareshes has enough das. The Gemara does not say anything about testing a Chareshes. Rashi writer. V'aktana Bas Yisrael Shenitzes L'Kayin V'Yisayma. V'Havi Nisuun Lo'o B'Drabonon. It's only a rabbinic marriage. Shechelas V'Truma D'Rabonon B'Hani Nisuun V'Loi Gezrin Amidia V'Nag Dreiser. Back to the Mishnah. The next thing he testified. Now this is a Takana. The first two things weren't Takanas. Chareshes can accept the get as a Dereisa. A Ketana can eat Truma D'Rabonon. She's married rabbinically. She can eat rabbinically. I don't need Tikkun Olam for that. So far, no takana. I said, till now, there was no takana.
Oh, that they're allowed to.
Yeah. Now, the next cases are takanas. Balamorish Hagazel Shibana Bibira. A guy stole a beam. He did not do a shinoy in the beam. So the beam belongs to the original owner. He built it into his building. And now he wants to do tshuva. And he comes and he says, I stole this beam. So we say, listen, the beam belongs to the guy. Give it back. Give it back. I built a house. I'm going to have to take apart the house. Halacha is, Yitro is dama b'nei takanas hashavim. We make the owner accept the money instead of the beam, because if not, people won't do tshuva. Meaning like this. Midaraisa, if you steal something, if you change it, the item becomes yours and you owe money. For instance, you steal wood and you build something. So you took from the wood and built it. So now you change the wood. You cut it, you did, you did. Here, you took a beam as is, stuck it into your house. The beam is the same. No shinui was done. Guy wants his beam back. But if you make him give the beam back, there goes the house. And therefore, they made a takana of shav. That's a takana. The next takana. V'alchatas ha'gzula shenoy neidet l'rabim, and there's going to be a machloikis in the Gemara. So I will explain it generically. Somebody stole an animal and brought it as a chatas. Now, it's we'll see in the Gemara case. But pashtus, it shouldn't be a good carbon. It's a stolen animal. Shimachaperes, b'nei tikkun ha-mizbeach. We said it works because of the takana of the mizbeach, whatever that means. We will leave that for the Gemara. The Gemara will have two different explanations in this case of the Mishnah. So why should we take a chance? We'll leave it for the Gemara. Rashi. Dr. Rashi, Marish Kai Rabir Abayis Gadim, the takanas ha-shavim. If you make him take apart his building, return the beam, Yimna milasas tshuva. He will hold back from doing tshuva. Shloi neidel l'rabim. By the way, the mefarshim bring down, if he wants to do the real good tshuva, he should take apart his building. Or he should give the guy enough money that the guy says, I'm willing to take it. The guy is mechuyev to take the money, because the takanas hashavim. But if a guy wants to be machmer on himself, he should make the guy want to take the money rather than have to take the money. Right. Shimachaperes, Vein Tzarech Lavi Acheres. The owner doesn't have to bring another one. Hitakonis Mitzvech B'Gemara Mefarish. So Drashi, why is this Mishnah here? Shemhanich Tarti Basrai says the Mishnah Takonin Inu. Since the last two cases are takana, tana lehacha. Because since Rabbi Yehuda ben Gudgada said these four halachas together, so we brought all four together, even though two aren't pertinent here, because we're talking takanas, the first two are not takanas. Now, think of my writer. Amar Rava, Meidusai Shor Rabbi Yehuda ben Gudgada. From the fact that Rabbi Yehuda ben Gudgada said that a woman does not have to agree to accept again. Amar le'edim, so he extends it. Rabbi will extend it. Amar le'edim. Okay, now, the halacha is, if a person gives a woman a get and doesn't say to her, Harei zegiteich, it doesn't work unless they were discussing divorce. If they were talking about getting divorced, and then he hands her the get, and he doesn't say Harei zegiteich, but the very fact that they were discussing divorce indicates that he's giving her a divorce. This guy here. But what happens in the following case? He was discussing divorce to his wife. And then all of a sudden he says, you know, can you hold this contract for me? And he hands her a divorce. Now, even though he was discussing divorce. But the bottom line is, she thought she was getting a contract. And there was nobody witnessing a transfer of a divorce. They witnessed a transfer of a contract. Now, granted, once you open up the contract, you see it's a divorce, and they witnessed the transfer. But at the time of the transfer, they had no idea what they were witnessing. What if he told the Aiden, listen, me and my wife are getting divorced. We're talking about divorce. But I can't tell my wife that this is your get. I can't bring myself to do this. I'm going to be handing you the get, and I'm going to tell her she should hold my contract. We're going to be talking divorce, so she knows that divorce is a possibility. You know that I'm giving her the get. You are Adam. And I'm going to hand her the divorce. She never agreed to take a divorce. She doesn't have to agree to take a divorce. The trouble, not only does she not have to agree to take a divorce, as long as they're talking divorce and divorce is on the horizon, She doesn't even know that she had to that she accepted a divorce at the time. She can find out 5 minutes later when she opens it up. Now, the Edom have to know that there was a divorce here. The Edom have to know that. Because somebody has to witness the transfer of a divorce. But they know. So he says to Edom, "Ru get zeh shari naisimah. I'm going to give my wife a get." Then he tells his wife, even though they were discussing divorce, "Can you hold this contract for me?" She had no idea. So he says, "We don't need her to agree. We don't need her to agree. She got the get." And they were talking about divorce, so it's not like out of the blue. Frakti gemara pshita. Maybe by telling her take the contract, it's like saying, "I'm not giving a get. I decided not to divorce her." If he changed his mind, he would have told the Edom, "I'm not giving her the get." He told the Edom, "Come, I'm giving my wife a get." Why can't he tell his wife? He's embarrassed. He can't look his wife in the face and say, "Here's your get." So therefore, he tells her to hold the contract. Now, they were talking about divorce. Because if they weren't talking about divorce, it wouldn't work. A woman has to be knowing that her divorce is on the horizon. Rashi. She wasn't there when he told the Edom. Who gets that? He didn't tell her that this is the get. They were talking about divorce.
Baal
and the woman. Loi beinan daita. The isha eina risha lachareshes lesla daita. Period. So that's Rav extends Rav Yechim ben Gudgada, saying from the fact that you see that the woman doesn't have to know, agree to divorce. So she doesn't have to agree that it's a divorce. So as long as divorce is on the horizon and Edom know it's a divorce, that's good enough. Now, not necessarily would Rav Yechim ben Gudgada agree to Rav. Rav is extending it. But if you would need her to agree to a divorce, so then we wouldn't be able to talk this. But since she doesn't have to agree, the Rav, I'll take it a step further. She doesn't even have to know as long as divorce was on the horizon.
What is the reason for that? In other words, she was not included in the conversation about the divorce.
She was included in the conversation about talking about divorce. There has to have been a knowledge in her mind that he's intending to divorce her.
So she was there during the conversation.
No, she wasn't there when he told the Edom, "I'm handing my wife again."
But he told her a year ago?
No. They were talking here. "I might divorce you. I'm thinking of divorcing you. I don't think this marriage is good. I think maybe we should get divorced."
So where does that come from? In other words, Bal Korcha, I understand. But Shlomo Daito, when he gave it to her.
You know what? This is all going to be a sugya later again, so let's leave it for the Gemara.
Right.
What?
Right here,
Rashi. Right, but the Gemara is going to have a whole sugya about what she has to know, what she doesn't have to know. Vaktana Bat Yisrael. Now, what happened? There's, okay, in Back of Yavamas, we learned that a chereshes can get married rabbinically, and a cheresh can marry rabbinically. Even though they don't have das, chachamim were misakin marriage for a cheresh and chareshes. Chakonas chachamim, that a cheresh and chareshes have enough das that the rabbanon made a marriage for them, a rabbinic marriage. And when the father accepted kedushin for his daughter, the chareshes, that was a biblical marriage. But when the adult chareshes, or adult cheresh, does a marriage, whether both partners are Harashim or only one is, doesn't make a difference. It's a rabbinic marriage. Yet, doesn't say in the Mishnah that the Harashis who marries rabbinically can eat Truma Drabbanon. In fact, by the Mishnah switching from Ktana, from Harashis who just got married by her father, to Ktana, why didn't the Mishnah continue with Harashis? So it infers that the right to eat rabbinic truma is only by a ktana, not by a chareshes. They're both rabbinic marriages. A ktana got married by her mother, it's a rabbinic marriage. A chareshes married herself off, is a rabbinic marriage. Our Mishnah tells us that the ktana can eat truma drabbanon. The Mishnah was just discussing a chareshes in a biblical marriage, but it was discussing chareshes. It switched. Rabbi Yechim and Gugada switched from chareshes to ktana. Why didn't he say, and a chareshes who gets married rabbinically can eat truma? He's talking about a chareshes. Why did he switch from chareshes to ktana? He's inferring that chareshes cannot eat truma. Now, ktana is a rabbinic marriage. Chareshes is a rabbinic marriage. One can eat truma, one can't eat truma. What's the difference? That's the Gemara's kasha. Why do we allow a ktana to eat truma? Even though it's a rabbinic marriage, we let her eat truma drabanan. And when a chareshes does rabbinic marriage, we don't let her eat truma drabanan. How do I know that? From the fact that Rabbi Yechim ben Gugada switched from chareshes to ktana and didn't stick to chareshes. That means he's saying chareshes cannot eat truma. Why not? It's the same rabbinic marriage. Zakti Gemara v'ilu chareshes lo yachla. My time. Why can't we have the chareshes eat? Zakti Rashi. V'ilu chareshes lo yasi aviyah. And her father did not marry her off. V'inisus mi'atma. She married herself off with Kayyab. She good love. Lo yachla b'truma. How do I know that? But the shani tana b'mosa, the tana changed. He was talking about chareshes. V'shafkan, he left chareshes alone. V'nachik tana. Shmami no chareshes g'dayla din usuel drabonon. V'kvasin inu. Similar to ktana. Layachai de kedushin dida. There's a difference between rabbinic marriages. And Gemara wants to know why. And for the Gemara, now the Gemara's first answer is not going to make sense. So the Gemara Gzeira, Shema Yahu Cheresh B'Chareshes. We're afraid if we let a regular Kayan feed his wife to Chareshes, the Kayan who's a Cheresh will feed his wife to Chareshes. Threat to Gemara Velecho, what does it bother us? Kat Naichu Nevelesu. What does it bother us? She's not Mechoyev Mitzvahs, he's not Mechoyev Mitzvahs, he eats Truma, she eats Truma. What's the problem? It's a rabbinic marriage, let them eat Truma Drabonah. Zogt Gemara Gzeres Shemayahu Cheresh B'Pikachas. We're afraid that a Cheresh who marry a regular woman will feed her because he's married rabbinically. Frek to Gemara V'Lecho B'Truma Drabonah. What's wrong? She's married rabbinically. Why can't she eat Truma Drabonah? She's married to a Kayan rabbinically. Gzeres Shemayahu L'Chulah B'Truma D'Raisa. If a Cheresh marries a regular girl, really, she should eat truma drabana, but she can't eat truma deraisa because she is an adult lady. She's a regular, healthy lady. And therefore, she's forbidden to eat truma deraisa. See, when a ketana gets married, worst case scenario, what's going to happen? She's going to eat truma deraisa, she's a ketana. What, we're afraid that a ketan might marry a gdaila? Ketan can't marry a gdaila. Never happens. So, we let the ketana eat truma drabana. What are we afraid of? She might eat truma deraisa, and if she does, she's a ktana. By chareshes, what? There's no wedding for a ketan, only for a ktana. So there's no wedding. It's impossible for a ketan to marry a gdaila. But by chareshes, just like she's a chareshes and she can get married rabbinically, he can be a cheresh and they get married rabbinically. And when he's a cheresh and she's regular, there she better not eat truma deraisa because she's a regular Jewish girl who's not married to a kayan biblically. So therefore we said, no chareshes can eat truma. No chareshes can eat truma, not to confuse the woman chareshes, the man chareshes. We said no chareshes can eat truma. We'll continue, Mr. Shemple, to do this again tomorrow.